Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. If I was a young person today trying to navigate the minefield of criticism on all platforms of social media, I feel certain I would make my way with a minimum of bloodletting since I have always had an incredible support team of friends and family. But without that underpinning of love and encouragement, facing the detached, insolent, and cruel digital throng would admittedly be formidable. In my day, what we now call haters, trolls, cyberbullies, body shamers, etc., we used to call classmates. The difference is, instead of the handful of blowhards, jerks, bullies, and miscreants we all endured at our hometown schools, the present-day youth must contend with all of these mental giants from every neighborhood across the country and practically every corner of the globe, massed together like a malignant tumor on social media. Knock down one negative Ned, and another thousand stand ready to take up the poisonous rhetoric. The good news is, the most effective method to handle this kind of vitriol is unchanged. I'm no professional therapist, but I was a camp counselor one summer, so heed my words. When it comes to criticism, I have a three-step protocol. First and foremost, consider the source. In the overwhelming bulk of these instances, there is rarely a need to proceed to step two. A preposterous majority of online judgment is spewing from people with a deep-seated desire to decimate others' self-esteem in order to bolster their own flagging morale. They build themselves up by putting others down. Many others are simply insensitive, thoughtless, and misguided, like porcupines in a balloon factory. Some might actually mean well, but lack the adroitness to constructively criticize, which brings me to the second step. I always ask myself when confronted with unsolicited assessments, is the criticism constructive? And a second question, not too far afield from that, is it good advice? Evaluation from a professional source, or words that have obviously been carefully chosen to respect feelings, but also correct a course, can be invaluable. Someone who has taken the time to say or write something with much aforethought likely has my best interests at heart. This dovetails nicely into my final criteria of handling critics. Does the criticism come from a place of love? Are these people whose opinion you really care about? Many times in my own life, work, and creative efforts, I have come up against negativity. It may seem callous, but I am often able to traverse the tartness by reminding myself, if I cared about that person's opinion, those words might be hurtful. But since I don't, moving on. We've all heard it said, everyone's a critic. Those words have never been more true than today. But not everyone is an informed or constructive or caring critic. And those are the only ones worth listening to. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.